Want to go, pretty boy?
Two minutes by yourself and you feel shame, you know, and then you get free.
The only thing better than a glass of beer is tea with Miss McGill.
And welcome to the Fourth Line Voice Podcast. My name is Darren. Thank you very much for tuning in. Episode 343 of The Big Show. Some enforcer-based podcasting coming at you, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. How's everybody doing out there? Another wild Wednesday. Here we are, folks. Halfway there. Weekend around the corner. Long weekend. Have a fun little show for you guys today. We're going back to remember the old International Hockey League, the IHL. I love the IHL. Not the new IHL, which would like the UHL tried to be. No, this is the old Detroit Vipers, Milwaukee Admirals, Fort Wayne Comets, Kalamazoo Wings, Minnesota Moose, Manitoba Moose. Anyway, I had somebody send me a list. They said, I think you'll dig this, because they knew I was an IHL fan. And they said they found it in their old files, so I don't know what that meant. But I have not looked at it yet. Like I said, I'm going to discover the list with you guys. And I actually mentioned it on social media that I am going to be recording a top 10 1990s IHL fighter list. And I got numerous replies. I appreciate, obviously, the people that comment and engage. At the same time, I really wish people would read the posts better. As I said, it's like 90s IHL, and I got people yelling at me about guys from the 70s and stuff. It's like, okay, I don't know what part of 90s you're not understanding, but, all right, you know, like, okay, but, nonetheless, the IHL definitely had a rich history of tough guys. And, so I'm really looking forward to this list and, cause it's even in the 90s. I mean, that you're wading through a lot of dudes, man. So it'll be interesting to see if they put any, parameters on it, or like what their guidelines are, or if we're throwing 10 names out, and we'll see. So we'll discover that. We're going to go through that list shortly. I've also talked to, Joe Lazito, and I have been kind of going, I know he's a big IHL fan as well. And, I kind of talked to him, and I know, I've been wanting to get Joe back on the show anyway. So I think maybe this weekend, if we can record the next couple days, hopefully Sunday's episode, I'll have Joe on, and, he'll have listened to this show, I hope. And, you know, heard the list, and, you know, we'll get him on and have his opinions on it. And, who'd they miss and what's his list and all that sort of thing. So, that is the plan anyway, but we'll see how schedules go. But I mean, at some point I'm going to have Joe on to talk about it, but, you know, I'm hoping it's a Sunday, but you know what that sound means, folks. Yes, hockey cards. Of course I was at the Dollarama the other day, and I opened up the packs, and I got two packages of 1992 Series 2 Parkhurst. Yes, 12 cards per pack. So 24 cards in these gems. I said I'm glad they, I didn't get any more of the, Swedish cards. What were they giving? 1998 Swedish Hockey League. Yes, what every person in Canada wants is some Upper Deck 98 Swedish League cards. So if anybody's looking for it, I got about 972 packs of those. So, that got a little tiresome. But I got these two to open up. But before we get into that, as I said, I'm a member of the Hockey Podcast Network. over 100 shows on the network. I'm on the original content creator side, myself, Terry Ryan. Oh, and of course, as I mentioned, Jolton Joe Lazito, Alec over there at the Five for Fighting podcast. Oh, yeah, what a group to be associated with. Joe re-released his lost episodes. As I said, when Joe joined the network and moved platforms, some of his earlier episodes were lost. So he is, re-uploading those onto the network. And this week's is Jamie Rivers. And, you know, obviously not known for the fisticuffs, but tremendous storyteller. I've had Jamie on my show. Actually, I used to interact. He was really active on Twitter for a while, and him and I actually had we have many back and forths on social media. I always enjoyed talking to Jamie Rivers. I see he's doing well down there in St. Louis. I believe he's part of the Blues pregame show, I believe, something along those lines. But had a great career and is a great storyteller. And I know those people listed, oh, like Jamie Rivers, and you're kind of believe me, tune in. He can spin a yarn, as they say. So definitely check out Joe's episode. Some great stories on there. And just a really good dude, good guy. Even though he was a physical guy, he was a body checker, but he wasn't much of a fighter. But he definitely appreciates the fighters. And but yes, I encourage you to check out that episode because Jamie Rivers is a tremendous storyteller. And then Alec, the Five for Fighting podcast. Oh, you talk about, you know, we're talking about trolling in the weeds, folks. Guess you know who his next guest is? That's right, yours truly. I recorded with Alec the other day, Monday. And it is about hockey enforcer documentaries. And movie. I mean, we talk about, obviously we talk about Goon and stuff, the movies, but most of it, Ice Guardians, Last Gladiator, that type of thing, the Chiefs movie. We just talk about our different feelings and thoughts on the shows, and it's always fun to be on Alex's show. I always appreciate, when he has me on, and, yeah. And he's been on this show a million times, and he'll probably be on this show a million more times, and, yeah, so I encourage you to check that out. That was a lot of fun, and I believe he said that's next Tuesday, I believe, it'll be being released, I think he said, so, or was it Thursday? I can't remember. It'll be coming out shortly anyway. Actually, it might have come out today, now that I didn't have a lot of time to listen to anything today, so I'll have to check on that, but there you go. And if you happen to be on the YouTube, Fourth Line Voice on YouTube, I have over 2,000 fight videos. Please subscribe to the channel. I have all the leagues, IHL, AHL, WHL, you name it, it's on there. Type it into the search engine, boom, up it'll come. Yeah, subscribe to the channel, please. If you watch a video that you enjoy, please hit the thumbs up button. I know it's corny, but YouTube loves that stuff, and it helps in the algorithms. Again, not just my channel, Alex's channel, Five for Fighting podcast. He uploads East Coast League stuff. My boy Jay out in Iowa, D, like the letter D, Skunk, like the animal, D Skunk. He uploads Southern Pro League stuff, but he's had the channel for over 10 years. So he does have some older UHL footage. He lives in the Quad City area. So he has like old Quad City Flame stuff when they had the AHL team. Oh, Prost, Jonathan Hammer Trombley, he's got some McIntyre stuff, Little John. He's got a great channel. So definitely check out his channel. And again, subscribe to those channels. Hit the thumbs up button on a video. It helps out the creator, as always. Also, whatever platform you happen to be listening to this, iTunes, Spotify, not only my show, but any podcast that you listen to that you enjoy, you'll see at the top of the page where it says it has a star rating, it says rating and review. All you have to do is rate it. If you could rate the show, that would be great. I'm saying not just for my show, but any podcast that you enjoy, because once again, it's the little things as listeners that you guys can do to help out the creator. And again, it helps us out in the algorithms. It just takes one set. It's just all you're there anyway to hit play. Just before you hit play, hit the star rating. Boom, submit. You're done. We can move on with life. But yes, and download, don't stream, because that's how we get paid, and that's how we can follow and track our listens. So. I know, it's a PSA, I say it every time, but I will continue to say it. But if you could do that, it would be greatly appreciated. All right. And with that, let's get into things. Hold on here, we got it. I tell you, that's still, I had COVID last week, and it is, 2 weeks ago. And, I mean, I tested negative and everything, back to work and all that, but, man, I'm telling you, stick with me, just tired and sore. And of course, that might just be like life. I guess that's true. I've been tired and sore for a decade now. So, yeah, oof. Let's open the cards here. Oh, and I know my boy Jason out there is listening, old Trev. Congratulations on the new job, man. And yes, I need to get you on the show. Talk about old times. Starting off, oh, we're off to a hot start. I always like the hockey cards on an audio podcast. But what did I say before? They were 1992 Parkhurst. Oh, top card. We're off to a hot start. Craig Berube. There we go, the Chief. As he's in the Calgary Flames uniform in this one. What does it say in the back? After six professional seasons, Berube has finally found a home in Calgary. Berube spent five seasons with the Flyers. Time up and down between the Flyers and Hershey. Yep. Berube has always been a fan favorite. Yes, he has. Mike Craig. There you go. That was a high draft pick. Yeah, second round, 28th overall. He was awesome in the OHL. He was great. He played a couple years there on the World Junior team with Team Canada, winning a gold medal. Brent Gilchrist, Craig Pasloski, Gord Murphy, Paul Broughton, Mike McPhee, underrated power forward, Murray Craven. Gerald Dittick. I like Gerald Dittick. There you go. There's a salty old blue liner in the old Western League. Bobby Holik. Dave Lowry. Craig Billington. Well, there we go. That's one pack. Now, you know what? For being in a pack, these kind of... these cards seem like they're kind of in rough shape. Here we go. Second pack. As I said, the excitement doesn't stop here on the fourth line, boys. I did like the Craig Berube on the top card. All right, rookie card, Joe Juneau. There you go. 84. He had a, was it a second year? He had a hell of a year, Joe Juneau. Great career. He actually went to RPI University. He is legitimately a rocket scientist. There you go, Joe Juneau, smart dude. Kenny Danico, there we go. Another salty blue liner. Oh, rookie card. Kimby Daniels. Oh, the old Western folks will remember him. Played a long time in the minors. Yeah, Swift Current, 69, 54 goals, 64 assists. He, I believe he tied or broke the WHL record. He scored six goals in one game. Kimby Daniels, there you go. Shel Samuelson. Gord Hines. The helmetless Craig McTavish. Mark Recchi. Mark Recchi, perhaps like the most underappreciated, underrated, like Hall of Fame talent of all time. Kerry Hoffman. Oh, Wayne Gretzky. There you go. Tom Draper. Igor Kravchuk, rookie card. Lots of rookies in this one. Teddy Donato. There you go. Well, we got a couple tough guys. We got number 99. There we go. I enjoyed the old 90s Parkhurst. There we go. Berube, Danico, and Gerald Dittick. Well, that will go in the tough guy pile over here. There we go. Wayno. I'll keep Wayne around. Put Gretzky over here. There we go. Well, I actually don't have too much to say today. Other than, we'll just get into the list here and kind of do that. And, we'll see where that takes us. I'm actually really looking forward to get to the IHL list. I normally don't, like on Facebook and stuff, I'll do those reels, and I normally don't, like, the only time I'll put out a reel is when the episode is done. I actually put out an IHL reel today, just kind of, oh, coming up later today, check it out, IHL, blah, 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 and like I said, I normally don't put like a, what do you, a preview coming soon, but with the IHL, I think I'm gonna maybe try to, I don't know, it's like a teaser, right? I'm trying to drum up some, you know, and it did get a lot of feedback. I'm hoping the same people that, I know a lot of the people that did the feedback will tune in. I know there was a couple guys, like when I said, oh, I'm going to be doing the top 10 list. Oh, well, can you post the list? I'm like, well, no, how about you just listen to the show? Like, you know, and I mean, that was the point of the post, was to, like, the teaser to get you to listen. No, I don't want to post the list, because then people just read the list and be like, oh, that's kind of, that's shitty, or that's whatever, or my favorite isn't on there, or whatever it may be, and then they don't listen to the show, and then that sort of defeated the whole purpose of doing the post. So, no, I'm not going to do the list. But, I know I talked about this in the other episode, and I've yammered on about this lots, but, you know, as I try to grow the show and I put it on social media and everything else, if you listening to the show, I really do appreciate it. If you listen to the show, maybe tell a friend, or tell, like, if you're in the fight group a lot, or, there's a bunch of guys in the fight group that you communicate with, tell them about the show. Like I always say, it's like, you guys are our billboards. Like when I say us, like Alec and Joe, we rely on the fight fans. Like you said, we're, you know, as we're part of the network, and it's a growing network, but at the same time, it's not ESPN or Barstool, and, you know, no disrespect to the network, but you know what I'm saying. But, so we really rely on you guys and word of mouth and these social media pages to put the word out. And, like I said, I've talked about it on here before, so I mean, whatever. But I mean, it from a creator standpoint, when I basically put it, my episode out every day. When I get to work, I start the truck, and as the truck and everything's warming up, I sit in there, and every morning I repost my episode with the links and the episode graphic every day. And so when you have someone in the Facebook group, you know, you have a podcast, like, really? Like, how have you've been a member of this group for like a year and a half? How have you never seen one of my posts, my episode post? Like, what, that giant post that says episode 3, blah, 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 across the bottom, and the giant fourth line voice logo, you did, and the links to iTunes and Spotify, you didn't know what that was? Like, you didn't realize? I don't understand. And I don't know how to, I don't know how to get people to see, that's the thing. You people are listening to me right now, so I've got you already listening. I'm just saying, I don't know how to get more people to listen, and try to get new listeners. So I guess, again, I'm going in a roundabout way to say, maybe I'll start doing some preview stuff. You try to do some engagement in the groups, like, oh, I'm doing an IHL list, or maybe next time I'll try to find an AHL list, or I'll do an AHL list, and, oh, I'm doing this, and what do you guys think? And hopefully, you know, people will tune in from there. So, always trying to do something to engage. So, for those listening, if you have any ideas, feel free to drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Or what I should be doing, or if what I'm not doing that you think would probably help, or whatever. Again, I'm all ears. I'm not a huge, like, I mean, I'm on social media and stuff, but I'm not a big influencer, social, like, I don't know all the stuff to do and all that stuff. I mean, I just know how to post up links and just kind of keep hammering it every day. But if there's something I miss, I'm just starting to get into the real thing on Facebook, which actually surprisingly gets like thousands of views, which I don't know if that, I mean, I'm sure it's probably led to a few more listens here and there. I don't know. There's obviously no way to gauge, but I know listenership has gone up a little bit on the show, so I guess it must be working. Because I've probably done for about, I don't know how many reels now. Like, I do one for every episode, so. But I think I just started probably about 50 episodes ago. it's probably about 50 or 60 reels that I started. So, I mean, I did that. I am on Instagram. I sound old when I say I don't know how to work Instagram. I mean, I know how to work it, but it's just, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like the engagement, and probably also because I'm new on there and don't really have a lot of followers. So I know what it's like to be new on a certain platform, and it takes time. I understand that, but it's kind of, you know, when you have 6,000 some on Twitter and however many on Facebook, and it's like, so when you get back and you have like 70 followers on Instagram, it's like, oh, just starting out. It's like being a rookie again. It's like, it's hard, but I'll keep plugging away, I guess. I'll keep putting my links up on there too. But yeah, if you happen to be on Instagram, Twitter, or X, whatever, Facebook, Fourth Line Voice, give me a follow. I think I know I registered like the Fourth Line Voice a long time ago on Instagram, and then I can't delete it for whatever reason. I'm Fourth Line Voice THPN now, the Hockey Podcast Network, on Instagram. So if you happen to be on there, just send me a follow. I'll follow you back. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get into this list, all right? Yeah, stop talking. But, so get a hold of me on social media through DM. My DMs are open, as the kids say. Or if you're not on social media and you're listening, you want to get a hold of me, hockeyfights@hotmail.com. It's got all the, just email me, and I'd love to hear from you, good, bad, or otherwise. Some suggestions, story, pictures, whatever. If you have some cool fight pictures, I'd love to see them. Hey, if anybody out there got some cool IHL pictures, those would be cool to see. Yeah, I'd appreciate it. Always enjoy hearing from you guys. So, hey, if you want to come on the show, got a story to tell? Even if you don't have a story to tell, you're just like a fan in a certain area that used to go to games or whatever. Yeah, man, come on. Get on here. It's always cool to, you know, especially, like I said, with the 10 questions and all that stuff, it's always cool to get fellow fans from, like, different areas. Because everyone had different experience, right? You know, you get a junior guy, or you get, like, a minor league guy, or an NHL guy, or what have you. So, and everyone, you know, how they got into it and stuff. So, maybe you were in an IHL town, you know? And, yeah, it'd be cool to hear. So, yes, please, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you guys. But, all right. We have to pay some bills. I know you guys get, but seriously, if you're doing some gambling coming up in the NFL Network, or college basketball is about to start, or hockey, sign up with DraftKings. Seriously, use promo code THPN, and I know I'm going to do a whole ad read about it right now, but some really good sign-up bonuses right now, and it helps out the network huge. We get a percentage, and keeps us on the air. Of course, maybe that's not the ringing endorsement I think it is, but I've had a couple comments from people about the ads and stuff. Sorry, boys, the ads, that's how we got to pay the bills, man. So there's going to be ads on these shows. And like I said, I know it's like watching a hockey game now or a sporting event on TV. It's like I can't get away from these gambling commercials. Even when I listen to a podcast, there's gambling commercials. Yeah, it's a sports one. That's where all the money is, guys. But seriously, though, if you are gambling and you want a sign-up bonus, the THPN one is pretty good, and it helps us out. So, but yes, let's... you know, we got to pay some bills, and then let's get into this IHL list, all right?
And now, here's a word from our sponsor.
The NFL season is going strong, and DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with an offer that's even stronger. Bet $5 on any game this week to score $200 instantly in bonus bets. And DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every game day this November. Yeah, guys, crazy season so far. Backups are now playing the backups, and what a wild season this year has been. Get in on all the game day greatness. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code THPN. New customers could score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. That's code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.sot1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888 888- 989-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of the Boot Hill Casino and Resorts in Kansas City, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility, terms, and responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Okay, here we go. Get into this. We'll click on that. Hey, Darren, I thought you'd enjoy it. You're an NHL guy. Got this of our forum. The members all made a vote. This is their top 10 list that we came up with. A lot of it based not only on fighting ability, but length of career in the IHL, as well as what they meant to their teams in terms of fan base, etc. So not just fighting ability. Okay. All right. Well, that's that. Not just fighting ability. Okay. Here we are. The International League. This is the top 10 fighters of the 1990s. We did include the 2000-2001 season, as it is the final season of the IHL. Okay. All right. Number 10. We're off to a hot start here, folks. Kerry Clark. Again, I am discovering this list with you guys. So let's see. Kerry Clark. I am familiar with being from, of course, brother of Wendell. And former Saskatoon Blade, who would do the moonwalk after he scored, which he did actually take into pro hockey as well. That started a few line brawls, I can tell you that. Kerry Clark drafted by the New York Islanders in the 10th round of the 1986 draft. He had totaled 423 games in total, but since this list is just in the 90s, he played 382 games in the 1990s, totaling 1,610 penalty minutes. Started his career with the 88-89 Indy Ice, then Phoenix, then made his way to Salt Lake, Orlando, and Milwaukee. Always a tough guy, always played in the shadow of his brother Wendell, but had a lengthy pro career and toughness personified. And a fan favorite wherever he played. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Kerry Clark is one of those guys. I know he went up and down. He was in the American League in Portland for a few years as well. You know, and obviously Capital District and stuff. Like I said, I'm familiar with Kerry Clark. I know here in the late 80s, he played with the Saskatoon Blades. What a team, man. Him and Chase and Twist and Kevin Kaminsky. I mean, poof. Talk about no shrinking violets in that group, that's for sure. Just solid tough guy. You know, a bit of a grappler, but he fought everybody and did it right to the end. I mean, like you said, well, what was the stat line? 1,610 penalty minutes in 382 games. So that's putting in work, you know, and that's not including the American League's years. So, I know he briefly went on and coached, he coached OCN in the Manitoba League for a year or two. And then, not quite sure what he's doing now. But I believe actually Joe Lazito interviewed Kerry Clark, if I'm not mistaken. I believe he did. I have to go back and double check that, but, there you go. There's number 10 on their list. I'm not sure where, it doesn't really say where they got this from. It's kind of cut and paste. So I think it's from an old IHL message board. I know, the cat who sent this to me saved a lot of stuff on files and stuff. And, I think this must be from an old IHL fan board. So that's what it's looking like anyway. So I'll have to send him back an email about where he got it from, but, it's not really saying, but he kind of copied and pasted. Because he did mention, I know you like to go 10-1, so he obviously cut and pasted their findings here, and they kind of just have height and weight and stats and like a little brief blurb about each guy. Well, if the Clark one is any indication about, so other than that, you're just going to hear me babble, I guess. But what was that, number 10? All right, number 9, the buzzsaw known as Andy Bezo. Oh, there you go. Drafted in the 11th round by the Boston Bruins in 1990, Bezo played 246 IHL games, accumulating 1,728 minutes of penalties. He started off with the Phoenix Roadrunners And then in 95, 96 at Fort Wayne, played 74 games with 10 goals and 590 minutes of penalties. Fort Wayne, Detroit Vipers at 5'8", 185, absolutely fearless, and was a human super ball on the ice. Yeah, he was, man. Bezo, yeah, undersized, but ran around, and yeah, he was crazy. I mean, I can remember, because he was, again, it's funny with the IHL stuff, because obviously, you know, I had to get VHS tapes to finally see the IHL, and I'd see the stats in the hockey news all the time, and like, guys were putting up, and this is like, you know, late 80s, early 90s, that you're getting the stats, and it's like, guys are putting up huge penalty minutes. Plus, it was always really cool, because after they had left the Western Hockey League, a lot of guys ended up in the IHL, so, you know, you wanted to see this stuff, so we finally started getting, like, I was getting a bunch of 90s IHL tapes, and, yeah, Bezo with the Vipers and stuff. I know, because, see, I think the Vipers must have had, like, a local cable deal, because their stuff was on TV a lot, and, he was just running all over the place. And I'm like, who is this guy? Because he was an OHL guy, right? So I never saw him before. And then I started getting Colonial League stuff. And he started hearing more and more stories about him. And, you know, they went over to the UK and just terrorized people over there. Yeah, Bezo's a bad dude, man. I believe he is a firefighter in Ontario now, I think. But yeah, Andy Bezo. Yeah, the buzzsaw running around. And yeah. Unbelievable. There you go. Number 9, Andy Bezo. I'm down with that. Number 8, Stephen Fletcher. There you go. Played 327 total games, but in the 90s, he played 293 games, 1,576 minutes of penalties. First year is a rookie pro in 82-83 with Fort Wayne. Bounced around the American Hockey League. Did play some time in the NHL. He was drafted in the 10th round by Calgary in the 1980 draft, 6'2", 225, from 1990-96, played in Fort Wayne, 1 year with Atlanta in the 92-93, won the Turner Cup with Fort Wayne in the IHL. Yeah, Fletcher is a big dude, was in the Montreal, played some time with Montreal, the NHL. Yeah, he's a hero in Fort Wayne. I think his number is retired there. Big dude. He was actually, unfortunately, one of the things I'll always remember with Fletcher is he was involved in actually one of the, it really was actually one of the more gruesome things that I've seen in a hockey game. In his fight with Kerry Toporowski. The footage is really grainy. It's on my YouTube channel, but basically him and Topper had a feud going and all that. And, the fight is in the IHL, and, they fight, they go down on the ice, and Fletcher ends up almost like he's on top of Toporowski over, like he's kind of straddling Toporowski's arm, and he basically grabs Toporowski's arm and just like almost, you know, like a camel clutch. He basically does that with Toporowski's arm and just reefs back on it and ends up ripping apart his shoulder. And he did a lot of damage to Toporowski with that. And, basically, it didn't end his career, but it ended his, you know, his NHL aspirations maybe, because it really hindered his fighting ability. And, obviously I've never had a chance to talk to Toporowski about that, but I know I think the league banned him from ever playing against each other ever again. And, it'd be one thing if I know Fletcher's on social media and stuff, and it's like, Scott, I know you're out there listening. I've always tried to get Scott to like get, cause Fletcher still lives in the Fort Wayne area. It was like trying to get him to come on the podcast, but I would actually legitimately, maybe he doesn't want to talk about it or whatever, but I would like to, cause it's the elephant in the room. You kind of have to ask him, but I'd really like to ask him like, what was going on there? Like, what were you doing? Like, yeah, because that's, you know, and it's too bad because, like, Fletcher was a tough guy, fought everybody. Like, he didn't need to do that. Like, so, I mean, I know things get intense. I get it. And you get mad at guys. But, yeah, that was unfortunate. But yeah, I could definitely see Fletcher being on the list. Like you said, his name's retired. His jersey's retired in Fort Wayne. And, well, that's, they love them tough guys in Fort Wayne, that's for sure. So, he definitely fit the bill for sure. So yeah, Fletcher, good look. So Clark, Beasel, Fletcher. That's a solid. It's a strong list so far. Like I said, go. Oh well, the IHL. Like I said, Tony and guys like that. When they even in the comment section when I was talking about the IHL, I mean the list that they sent was huge. I mean it really does go on and on. You know, so I mean, it's hard to argue with any list. I mean, how do you take one guy out? I mean, you know, you could replace all these guys. You could do a top 50 list, really, if you wanted to. So, I mean, there's really, you know, and it's always these lists. I mean, barring some, although if this is it's one thing if it's a hockey news writer. I think if this was from a message board and like members were voting, I mean, yeah, you'll get your rose-colored fanboys on there, you know, rose-colored glasses. But at the end of the day, it's pretty tough to argue with some of these names. Like, I mean, Clark, Beasel, Fletcher. I mean, how do you argue with any of these names so far? So, yeah, it'll be interesting going forward here. But so far, so good. So where we're at here. Number seven, Darren Banks. Oh, there you go. Yeah, Darren Banks, 6'2", 230, played 318 games in the IHL, picked up 1,421 minutes, started his career two seasons at Salt Lake, went well with the Detroit Vipers, brief stops with Quebec, San Antonio, back for two more seasons at the Detroit Vipers, was always a fan favorite wherever he played. Toronto native, solid heavyweight fighter in his days in the IHL. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously he played in the American League. I know he was over in the UK, I think with London. Yeah, tough dude. Yeah, played a bunch of seasons in the Colonial League. He definitely got out and about. But yeah, another guy that, you know, I didn't know anything about I got some old Colonial League stuff when he was on there. And then, yeah, the IHL with the Viper. Again, with the Vipers. A lot of my initial IHL, my learning of the IHL was right around that season, or right around that time with Orlando, the Sunshine Network, and then the Detroit Vipers having games. That's where a lot of the IHL footage that I initially saw came from. And then I got more into the collecting and ended up getting 80s stuff and blah, blah, blah. But that, it was like 90s. I was always, whenever I was making trades, I was never a big team tape guy or a player guy. I always wanted like mixed stuff. So I ended up started kind of getting a lot of like mid 90s mixed IHL tapes. A lot of those were getting made. So that's where the bulk of my early IHL knowledge comes from. But I remember Banks was all over those, was all over the Viper stuff. So, yeah, there you go. And he is now a casino host at the D in Las Vegas. So if you're ever in Sin City, go to the D down there on Fremont Street. And Darren Banks will be around. He's a big dude, man. When you meet him in person, big guy. But there we go. Numbers. So we got Carey Clark, Beasel, Fletcher, Darren Banks at seven. Six. Where are we now? Steve Jiggs. Oh, there you go. Steve Jiggs was drafted in the 11th round by LA in 1989, 5'11", 195. Started off 90-91 with the Phoenix Roadrunners and went on to Salt Lake, Las Vegas, Houston, and Kansas City. He played a total of 406 games, picked up 1,341 minutes of penalties. Jiggs is a bad dude, man. Big, old salty blue liner. Played with Tri-City in the Western Hockey League. And in fact, if you happen to be on YouTube, HAP180, H-A-P, yeah, HAP180 is Steve Jiggs's YouTube channel, and I believe it's Jiggs, I believe it's his, or whoever it is, it's either a family member or something, because he was obviously a collector, because he has all his old Western Hockey League stuff. He obviously got Tri-City game tape, and they must have broadcast their games on local cable, because the footage he has from like the late 80s Western League is crystal clear. And he has some old New Westminster stuff on there. He's got full games. Like, I just saw the New Westminster Bruins, Saskatoon Blades, where he fights Kelly Chase. He's got old IHL games on here, like full games. Yeah, and obviously a lot of his fights as well and interviews. And it's a really great channel. Like, you want to watch old 90s or late 80s, early 90s Western Hockey League and IHL games, this is the channel to go to. Yes, excellent. But Steve Jiggs, tough dude. Had some great fights on the channel with Bezo and Dreger and everybody. He fought everybody and was not afraid. And he was mean. At the end of the day, he was mean and not afraid to, hey, if dude's down, he'll send a message and send an extra shot. I'm down with Steve Jiggs, man. Solid blue liner, tough guy. I didn't realize he played in the IHL for that long. Another guy that Lazito, I think Lazito interviewed like how, what's he, Clark? He's, he ended up Fletcher Bank. Oh, maybe. Well, Jiggs, seems like he's interviewed a bunch of these guys, but yeah, it's Steve Jiggs. There you go. Number six, solid. Number five. Ah, there he is. My favorite. I got to say, this is my fanboy. Number five, Mad Mel Engelstad. There you go. Yeah, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty tough to argue with Mel, but 6'2", 220 pounds, played 249 games in the IHL, had 1,166 minutes, started his IHL career at 95-96 after coming from Thunder Bay to play with the Phoenix Roadrunners. Played briefly with Las Vegas, then Orlando, Michigan, and the Manitoba Moose in the final season of the IHL. Yeah, I know when Mel first played with Phoenix, I have one of his fights on my channel, and they got those god-awful, like, it's not like, is it tie? It's almost like tie-dyed, black and blue. Oh, the uniforms are terrible. 204, for some reason, I thought he played more games than that in the IHL, but I guess he was in the American League for a long time. He was in Thunder Bay for a long time, too. But yeah, I mean, what is there to say about Mel Engelstad? One of the most exciting fighters of all time. You know, again, at the start, I said, always my favorite, my fanboy and all that. You know, but I mean, anybody no one can argue with the fact that Mel was one of the most exciting fighters of all time. So I've always said in those 10 rapid fire questions when I ask somebody their dream matchup, I always say my dream matchup would be Engelstad versus Morasti. Yeah, again, there's lots of Engelstad footage to check out online. Probably one of the greatest hockey fights of all time is him, the IHL fight in 2001, Darcy Ordechuk and Mel, opening night in Orlando. And, they beat the shit out of each other. Darcy Ordechuk's professional debut. It's a hell of a introduction. And then they have the rematch in round two in Manitoba. And it's a great fight too, but that first one is unbelievable. And, Mel had lots of great fights. Kalamazoo, I got, he dropped Francois Leroux, great fights with Paul Cruz when he was with the Moose. Great fights with Chris Neal, La Puma. Yeah, just go to my channel, type in Mel Engelstad. I have tons of stuff from Thunder Bay and everything else too, but yeah, a lot of IHL footage on there. So there you go, number five, Mad Mel. Number four, well, there we go, Chris La Puma. Chris La Puma played 410 IHL games, picked up 1,617 PIMs. Easy for you to say. 6'1", 220-pound D-man. Started as rookie season 92-93 with the Atlanta Knights. Played in Orlando, San Antonio, Chicago Wolves, where he picked up the 93-94 Turner Cup champion with Atlanta and a 99-2000 Turner Cup champion with the Chicago Wolves. An interesting character. Tough. Took on everybody. And interesting offseason as he was a roadie. I've heard that actually La Puma was a roadie with like metal bands in the offseason. OHL guy. Played along, like I said, 410 games. He has him and Mel have had a few run-ins. I know they got suspended. I think I think Mel chased him into the locker room in Manitoba, I think, and they fought in the locker rooms. But yeah, La Puma, I've heard, is an interesting character. But yeah, played some time with Tampa Bay in the NHL. Tough dude, though. Fought everybody. One of the bigger knockouts you'll ever see was him dropping Greg Spenrath when he was played for Atlanta. Yeah, left hand, just boom, down he goes. Again, that one's on YouTube. Yeah, man, I'm down with Chris La Puma. It's a solid list, man. I've got to say, like, Clark, Bezo, Fletcher, Banks, Steve Jiggs, Mel, La Puma. Like I said, when we're I always say when I, like I was saying before, when we do, I've done a million lists on this show, and I always say I always hope the lists are bad just so you can take the piss out of them. It's funnier. But this list isn't bad. I mean, like they said, it's about longevity as well, not just about fighting ability. And again, they didn't really put all the parameters, you know, who knows how the fans were voting or how they did the votes or whatever they did on this website. So, you know, it's a grain of salt with anything, right? But really, I mean, like I said, there is, I mean, I, you know, we got three to go here, but, you know, like I said, you could have done a top 50 and you're going to miss somebody. So, but no, I'm enjoying this. This is a cool list. I'm really enjoying this. So what do we got? Four with La Puma. Now we're down to number three. Scroll. Yeah, there you go. Dodie Wood. I mean, again, I can't, can't really argue with any of this. Dodie Wood, third round pick by San Jose, played 318 games, picked up 1,695 penalty minutes. All his whole time in Kansas City with the Blades as a hero in Kansas City, the 5'11", 190-pound Dodie Wood never backed down, took on all comers. Yeah, he did, man. Dodie Wood was awesome, undersized guy, played in the Western League with current Seattle, a tough guy. He was the first guy that I ever saw do the duck under the arm thing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just type in Dodie Wood on YouTube and watch his fights. He'll do it. Especially if he's, because most of the time, obviously, he's the smaller guy in the fight. The guy will kind of have him stretched out and is trying to lock him out. And he does this, he ducks under the guy's arm and comes up with a hook. And I've never saw anybody do that before. And he was an artist. And both hands. He had some great fights in the NHL with San Jose. One of them comes to mind is Stoyanov. That's a great fight. Wood was a tough dude, man. Played everywhere. Went over to the UK, played there, played a little bit in the LNH at the end. But yeah, had some great fights in Kansas City. I know I ended up getting a few Kansas City Blades, tapes over the years. And of course he's just everywhere on those tapes and, fun guy to watch. Yeah, man, I'm down with Dodie Wood. There we go. Well, we're down to the final two here. I'm interested, you know, where do we go from here? I mean, you know, if we got, La Puma and Mel and Dodie Wood and everything. All right, here we go. Number two. Oh, it's interesting. Oh, I know. Again, I know Lazito had this guy on. Rick Hayward was an eighth round pick in 1986 by the Montreal Canadiens. Played 529 games in the IHL. Picked up 2,700 penalty minutes. In the 90s, he played a total of 357 games and picked up 1,727 penalty minutes. Yeah, Hayward, he was around for a long time, obviously. I know he started his season, or started the IHL in the late 80s with, you know, the Saginaw Hawks and Salt Lake. Then he played briefly with the LA, four games with the LA. Came back, Phoenix Roadrunners in 90-91, where he picked up 369 minutes. Then he bounced around the American League. And then came back with Cincinnati for a year. And then played four seasons with the Cleveland Lumberjacks. You know, 302, 269, 244, 244. Ton of penalty minutes. 6'2", 210 pounds. One of the most scrappy blue liners, you know, rocking the Jofa back in the day. And, ton of penalty minutes. Again, Lazito had him on the show. He's a really good guest, told some great stories. And he was one of those guys, again, it was like... I don't know if you just see him on these discs, he's all over the place, and you kind of just sort of take him for granted. But I mean, you go back and watch, and it's like he was in some great heavyweight battles. And do yourself a favor. There's probably not a ton of footage of him out there, but I know after when Joe had him on, as I was kind of listening to the thing, I went back on YouTube to try to refresh myself and, went and watched some of his fights and yeah, big dude. Like I said, just, solid, man. I definitely, you play that long. It's like, what would we say? 529 total IHL games, but 357 in the 90s, and you put up 2,700 minutes. It's, that's putting in some solid work. So there you go. Number two, Rick Hayward. Well, here we go, folks. Who is going to be the number one? Before I scroll, this would be interesting. Like I said, the IHL, I mean, so many guys. It's who are we thinking? Let's have a look. Ah, there you go. So as they have them listed here, the top 10 1990s IHL fighters. Number one, Barry Drager. There you go. Played 504 games, 2,024 minutes of penalties. Started in 93-94 with the San Diego Gulls, then moved on to Orlando and Houston. 6'1", 215 pounds, left-hander, fought everybody out of the Western Hockey League. Was a fan favorite wherever he played. And again, another guy that Lizzino is having everybody on. I bet you this is Joe's list. I bet you. Drager's awesome. I love me some Barry Drager. Like I said, left hand, you go and watch him, and it's like that fight with Bobby Joyce is cool. I mean, he fought everybody. A really cool interview, too. Yeah, man. And played in the Western League with Odgers and stuff, and Brandon, the Wheat Kings. And, like I said, big guy. You know, you play, 500. I didn't realize he played that many games in the IHL. 500 games, it's like, and his fight card's outstanding. And, again, it's like, how do you argue? Like, seriously. I mean, you go and look at, 387, 385, 259, 263, 235, even as, his final season, the final season, the IHL, 80 games with Houston, 235 minutes of penalties. You know, it's like, how do you argue with those numbers? You know, from 93 all the way to the final year in 2000, the guy's putting in work. You know, undrafted, came out of the University of Manitoba, played a couple games at Capital District, then went to the East Coast League, played with the Columbus Chill, put up back-to-back, 37 games, 300 minutes, 57 games, 362. And, then he gets the gig in San Diego with the Gulls, and it's straight after that. He takes a brief hiatus, goes and plays at Adirondack in 98-99, but right back in Orlando, or San Diego, Orlando, Houston. I'll say Barry's smart. He obviously likes to play in the warm weather. Good call there, Barry. But, I can't argue with that. I mean, if it's, like you say, you're doing a list of tough guys in the IHL in the 90s, he's obviously in the conversation. And when the guy plays 500 games and puts in work every year, yeah, he's got to be around the top of the list. So, you know what? I mean, I have no problem with that list. So what do we got? I was writing them down as we went. Carey Clark, Bezo, Fletcher, Darren Banks, Steve Jiggs, Mel Engelstad, Chris LaPuma, Doty Wood, Rick Hayward, Barry Drager. Like you said, I know we miss guys. I mean, Steve McLaren, Morissette, Gillingham, Mark Major, Toprowski, Sean, my former guest, Sean Penn. Check that interview out. That's really good. Joe's boy, Dean Ewan. Greg Walters, Rammer, Rhett Tremblay. I know somebody threw out Lakovic. He only actually played 59 games in the IHL with Vegas. He played like a year and a half with Vegas. So Paul Laws, he played briefly. He did have a 400-minute season with Cleveland. There's a lot. McLaren played a few seasons in the IHL and then went on to the American League. I know a lot of guys put up, I saw in the comments, Kyle Friedrich. He didn't really play that. Unfortunately, didn't play that long either, just due to the head injuries. But he was definitely one of those kind of like a shooting star almost. He had that big year with Detroit, and he was so big, and he looked so good in his fights. And those two fights with Engelstad are legendary. Not so much for Mel, but it's not disrespecting to Mel. Mel will say the same thing, but he took a round out of Mel, back to back shifts, and that's primed up Engelstad at the time. It was a, big name in the IHL for sure. That was a big feather in Kyle's cap for those wins. And, so Friedrich's a bad dude, man. It's unfortunate with the injuries, like I said, there's lots of guys. And I'm sure there's some people that, what about this guy? What about that guy? And, again, you're not you're not wrong. I mean, you know, but like I said, with the list that I just wrote, well, I mean, they're Kevin Evans, they're the all-time penalty man. Although Evans is probably more of an 80s guy. I know he set the record, like the penalty minute record of, what was it? What did he have? 600? 600 minutes. 648, the pro hockey record. But I mean, that was in 87, 88, somewhere around there. It was in the 80s, I know that. Dave Mackey, there's another guy. He played forever in the IHL. Yeah, I mean, he might have been able, if you're talking about longevity and stuff, there's another guy. I mean, you know, do I put him in the Mel Engelstad, Steve McLaren fight category? No, but he did fight a ton of guys. Mark LaBelle, Dave Marcinishin, there's another guy. Mike Rourke, undercover toughness, that guy. Didn't fight much, but when he did, toe-to-toe. I know a lot of people put the Roberge brothers up. They were more AHL guys. They didn't really play that much in the IHL. Season or two, that's about it. I mean, there's obviously no question their toughness, for sure. But just in terms of, if you want to go with longevity and stuff, they didn't play long enough. You know, if that's what you're kind of basing your list on as well. So, Phil Crow. I know Jason Payne mentioned him today. I love me some Phil Crow. You know, like I said, you could list a million guys and not be wrong. But overall, I got to say, we love doing the list on the show here. I can't shit on that list. That was solid, man. Again, you could bounce names around and, oh, this guy ahead of that guy and this guy was tougher than that guy. Yeah, all right. But I mean, at the end of the day, solid, man. I enjoyed it. I love going back. I love the IHL. I have, that's one thing. I do have a best of the IHL DVD, and a lot of it obviously is 90s stuff. Well, and that's the other thing. I mean, people were throwing out 70s and 80s guys. Well, there's no footage of that stuff. I mean, if you lived in the area and, oh yeah, I used to go to the Toledo Gold Digger games all the time. Well, okay. It's, you know, did you ever tape any of it? As far as older IHL stuff, I'm not quite sure how far it goes back, but I can pretty much guarantee there's not a lot of 70s IHL footage out there. So I know people want to throw out all these names and stuff, and hey, I dig it. I'm with you and all that. That's cool. But I can't comment on these guys. I've never seen them. So, I mean, you read blurbs about them and excerpts and everything else, but like I always say, it's like those guys that defend Gordie Howe being the great fighter. It's like, well, did you see any of it? You're 48 years old, so you never saw him play. So it's the same thing, right? It's like outside of, you know, local legend, I mean, who knows, right? So, but yeah, lots of guys in the 70s and 80s. And, of course, a lot like Chase and Twist and Link Gates and Grimson and Sandy McCarthy, like all those guys came up through Odgers, all of them came up through the IHL. They were in the American League IHL. So, I mean, Darren Kimball, I saw somebody put out there, you know, and it's like, yeah, I mean, you can't Matt Rutschy, you can't really argue, Darcy Simon, blah, 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 you know, so, lots of guys came through the International Hockey League without a doubt. So, what was I saying? Oh, my best of the IHL DVD. I will dig out my DVDs. I've uploaded it before, but I will upload it and put it on my, I will put the link, the available link on Facebook, and I will make it available to anybody listening out there. Or if you're listening and you're not on social media and you want to see it, send me an email. Like I said before, hockeyfights@hotmail.com. Send me an email and I will send you the link. I will upload it on like a share file. And then you can just download the link and watch the fight DVD. It's like 2 hours and it's just like best of the IHL. And there's some great tilts on there. If you're a fight fan, you'll love it. But if you're an IHL fan, it'll definitely bring back some memories. Like I said, a lot of the stuff's on my YouTube channel, but, you know, download the link and watch it in your lazy boy with your feet up on the big screen. Go back to the old 90s. It's a lot of 90s stuff. So a lot of the guys we talked about here, all the guys we talked about here are on that disc. So, So let me know if you want to see it. I'll send you the link. If you're on Facebook, just go to my Facebook page and I'll put the link up there here in the next couple of days. But, there you go, folks. There we go. The top 10 fighters in the 90s of the IHL. Great list. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. So, well, like I said, hopefully I'll get Lizita on at some point and, or some bunch of folks on maybe, and we'll talk about this list and we'll talk about names that were missed. And, you know, like I'm sure Joe will have a whole bunch of ideas too, like in terms of names and stuff. So I look forward to that. But, once again, as always, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And I know there's a million hockey podcasts to listen to, and the fact that you chose to listen to this one, I greatly appreciate it. And I hope you stick around. And if you're new here, welcome. Thank you. If you saw my teaser post, you're like, let's see what this IHL stuff's all about. Thank you for listening. And I encourage you to please go back, check out the back catalog. I have lots of great interviews, and do this a couple times a week, Wednesdays and Sundays, and rant and rave and yell about dumb people and do lists and player spotlights and all sorts of shenanigans. So I hope you come back and we'll get, and put the fourth line voice in your podcast rotation. So if you're new, so thank you guys again, and I guess we will talk to you on Sunday. Thanks, everybody.
And you people that don't like fighting, how many of you did you walk out and get a coffee while that was on?